Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're about to do a deep dive in the next hour and a half or so. Then I have some other news I'm going to hit after Daniel List, top real alien UFO researcher, former Wall Street Journal writer, leaves us. But I want to just explain something. We're in the fourth turning. Sociologists, anthropologists, futurists know it. They predicted it 50 years ago. It's here. There's all this acceleration of technology and knowledge. 9 billion people. All these hidden technologies, a lot of disinformation trying to distract people away from what's real and what's not. And so the old global order is falling apart. Into that, Trump was coming in with a better system, we thought. Now he's gone sideways. That doesn't mean we're the Democrats or the left who openly are anti-human and want depopulation. Trump openly does want prosperity and a pro-human future and has acted like he wants disclosure. And from the experts I've talked to, they think he leans towards that. But there's definite changes in Trump. Is he compromised? Is it dementia? He doesn't sound as smart as he used to. We'll get Daniel List on that. But I wanted to talk about the increasing statements out of members of Congress, like Burchett saying, what I was briefed with 2 weeks ago would terrify all Americans, should all be released. And then now these red orbs chasing aircraft around and things, and new footage out of Italy of these incredible, just like we saw when the Indonesian plane went up missing, you know, one big orb and a bunch around it. And they're checking these videos. They're not AI. So there's major increases in activity. NASA has come out and said double the amount of asteroids and weird things coming in than we ever see. I think it's way more than double. All these fireballs, looks like satellites being destroyed. Also, you know, we know they've got interdimensional control or dimensional tractor beams, which List predicted would happen. They would start dragging them into the atmosphere to then capture these things. The point is that we think we're in the year 2026. We're really in the year 2100. The future's here. It's just not equally distributed. You can debate whether PKD, that first launched the idea in modern history, was right. He did get raided by the FBI and others, so they were concerned about overlapping realities and like updates to the Matrix. But regardless, we definitely have massive manipulations going on and a breakaway civilization or civilizations. What does that mean? But I wanted to air this short report by John Bound, because above Israel, and by the way, I have a Tucker clip I didn't get to, but yeah, he's reading the Epstein files. He says, actually, Israel's not as powerful as I thought reading this. Israel's just a control system of the U.S. It's this international banking cartel. Yeah. So whenever I explain it's not just Israel, Israel's just one node of this system. And if you just focus on that, you get blinded to the larger issues. I was talking to Dave Smith about that, so we have that clip coming up as well. I think I had it yesterday, but I'm going to play that today. So this is a big deal. But to set the table here, the mega banks want austerity. They want us to be poor. They want collapse, because that then kills the general public even having energy or time to look into things or to have upper mobility. It's a cutting off of resources is a way to stunt human development. So not just the breakaway civilization being way more advanced than us with all their corporate government reservations that are advanced, but also putting us into a hunger game situation when we're totally poor, living subsistence, which is the UN plan from the 60s, Club of Rome, to bring us back to an agrarian society, no electricity, a depopulated planet with compact, high-tech city-states that are high-tech with like godlike technologies compared to the unwashed, and then a national park of the general public out here living in loincloths. So you see that in Hunger Games and Zardoz in the 70s and over again, you ask, what is this? They're telling you their weird plan. Elysium, where they're off in a space station with live extension, we're down here starving. This is what they've come up with, and it all integrates together. So here's John Bowen's report. We'll go to Daniel List.
Fertilizer pharma shock is a compounding crisis that ties energy choke points directly to crop yields and medicine supplies in a chain reaction Washington refuses to acknowledge.
And just think about this. They have no Navy. They have no military. They have no nothing. They're losing. They admit they're losing. They're begging to make a deal.
Iran's closure of the Strait of Hormuz has halted roughly one-third of global seaborne fertilizer trade and nearly half the world's urea, the critical nitrogen source for crop growth.
The U.S. is a net exporter of fertilizer, but we have big fertilizer problems in the United States because, remember, even if you're exporting it, and the price has gone up. So if you're from Iowa, where I'm from, you're paying a lot more for fertilizer this planting season, assuming you didn't buy it ahead of time, which, by the way, most of the farmers didn't. They've been in a little bit of a tight squeeze. Often they buy input, seed and fertilizer, prior to a year in advance of planting. Well, this year, they didn't. So they're buying it basically not forward, but buying it on the spot market.
Urea prices from the Middle East have surged from under $500 per metric ton to around $700 or higher, with overall fertilizer costs up more than 50% year over year. Spring wheat planting could hit the lowest levels since 1970.
Setting the table on farmers is they were in bad shape prior to the war financially. They were getting squeezed. So as a result, they didn't do what they often do, and that's buy their inputs forward, buy them a year in advance.
Oh, wow. So they did that. They did that even before the crisis we're facing right now.
Yes.
Russia has suspended ammonium nitrate exports. China has restricted key blends to protect domestic prices. And India faces gas shortages threatening its urea output. With 318 million people already in acute hunger, analysts warn another 45 million could slide into crisis if disruptions last beyond June. Layer on the pharmaceutical strike, Iranian missiles hit Israel's Neot Hovav industrial zone, home to Teva Pharmaceutical, the world's largest generic drug maker, and Adama Chemical Facilities. Teva supplies affordable generics for cancer, heart, respiratory, and neurological treatments relied on by hospitals worldwide, especially in third world nations. Pre-existing shortages were already severe. Prices will rise, access will tighten, and chronic patients could face rationing or expensive switches in the months ahead. Iran's closure stranded Qatar's North Field output 33% of global helium. That also left 200 cryogenic helium containers at risk of total boil-off within weeks. No helium means no chips for AI GPUs or data centers, while India's 70,000 MRI machines and semiconductor memory supplies face immediate pressure. Jet fuel has at least doubled in the U.S., with airlines warning of dry inventories, cancellations, and rerouting, while diesel tightness grips Australia and South Korea, prompting wartime economic measures.
Chanju, what is the South Korean government doing to address all of these problems?
They've launched a full-scale emergency economic response involving the offices of the president, the prime minister, and more. They're also looking to pass a war supplementary budget, and they're urging the public to conserve energy.
The just-in-time global system that was built on cheap energy, fragile choke points, and the illusion of endless efficiency has had its table flipped over. Stock what you reasonably can, demand real domestic resilience over globalist fantasies, and build tolerance for uncomfortable truths that are imminent. John Bound, reporting for InfoWars.
Now let me say this again to our guest who's been patient the last 10 minutes waiting for me. Nothing is more mathematical than these equations and the economy and the algorithms and the business cycles. So if you have 67% of Americans, that's almost 70 now. Yeah, it's climbed like 69 last week I saw, living hand to mouth, paycheck to paycheck, deep in debt. That's worse than the Depression. But because output's been higher and we've had more food production, people have been okay. And we know that when half of the money in any country, no matter if it's Asian, white, African, anything, hits energy and food, you start getting unrest. Hit 60%, you get revolution and war. Okay? Well, already most of the world's spending 55, 56% of their money on energy and food. Energy for machines, food, energy for humans. Larry Fink is so happy at BlackRock. He was in so much trouble. He wanted the Great Reset. He wanted COVID to lock things down. He wants to make us poor to control us, bring in their new global cashless society. He's so happy now, saying, regardless, Strait of Hormuz just reopened, energy goes up, we're done, it's over, recovery, global depression. Recovery's not happening. That was Trump's big plan. So Trump thought one-dimensionally, was lied to into this war, and you just heard, just like 69% of people hand-to-mouth in the U.S. alone, it's worse than other countries, believe it or not, that, oh, the majority of farmers didn't buy their fertilizer and seeds out to next year, which they do that because they can buy it early and get a better price. That's how maxed out they are. And remember, we have a lot of our own fertilizer. In the rest of the world, it's even worse. Most of the deliveries didn't happen around the world. Not just Strait of Hormuz, 30% of fertilizer, 21% out of Ukraine. That's been cut off for years. Now you see, so they want to squeeze us. They want control. Into that comes frantic messages. Let's get the clip and go to our guest of Congressman Burchett, Tim Burchett, very respected, great voting record, saying he was briefed on stuff that would absolutely horrify the American people 2 weeks ago. The problem was, Daniel Liston said, and I've confirmed this, is for about 6-7 years, they were doing it before, but they flooded the zone with all these former intelligence people with ridiculous stories, ridiculous disinfo, ridiculous crap to send people on wild goose chases while Trump tries to, he says, release the real UFO file. So they throw up layer after layer of lie, and we have the real expert on that, Daniel List. We'll also look at the new moon mission, what's really happening there, and so much more. But here's that clip of the congressman.
I don't have the tinfoil hat on just yet, Congressman, but I'm wondering, you know, kind of how you react to that, because you are connected. You're on the UFO subcommittee. I mean, I'm just wondering what you make of that. Have you heard anything like that?
Well, I'm still a member of Congress, so I can't really comment too much on what Matt said. But I will say this.
Wait, seriously? Are you being serious, or is that tongue
in cheek? I'm being 100% serious. Okay. I've been 100% serious. I've been briefed by just about every alphabet agency there is. And I'll just tell you this. If they would release the things that I've seen, you would stay up. You'd be up at night worrying about or thinking about this stuff. We just need to disclose it all. I'm sick of it. I was briefed. I'll just tell you this. I was briefed last week on an issue, or excuse me, 2 weeks ago. And it would have set the earth on it. This country would have come unglued, I think, if they would have heard all that I heard. They would demand answers. And we need to. But, you know, it's never going to get, unfortunately, it just keeps getting covered up and covered up. And the people that know are dying or disappearing, as the case may be.
Wow.
And for the record, I'm not suicidal and I don't take risks.
All right, let's stop there.
I'm glad you said
that. He was on to say, we got to get to Trump. We got to get to Trump. Well, that's the problem. So you got to be like a kid in a candy store here, but also very frustrated on this, Daniel List. Thanks for holding all that big buildup. What a moment to be alive. It's all coming to a head. What is it they're being briefed on? Is it real? Trump said he would bring it out in July. Now he says earlier, Obama tried to jump the gun. The big stuff's coming. I can feel we're on the cusp of something, Daniel.
There's no question about it. It's great to see you, Alex. What we're seeing here is the entire establishment becoming unglued because the UFO file is coming to a head one way or another. There's a forced process going on. And what we see deep inside the battle in the background is the group X-Protect, which is usually incredibly cautious, you know, when they destroy people's reputations or take out their opponents who are revealing these things. They usually do it in very small, subtle ways. So the first kind of, you know, the gun going off in this case was that the X-Protect group was eliminating the scientists in such an orderly fashion and getting rid of the team that they didn't want in there who had certain types of knowledge. And that list has now grown conservatively to 9. And we've been supplying, you know, a number of media outlets with information about the various missing scientists and missing generals. But with the core figure of McCaslin, I think one of the things that we can say is that they're going directly to the ex-share group versus the ex-protect group. And that's why you're seeing that expression on Congressman Burchett's face, because Burchett is literally coming out there and saying, you know, his headlines are getting bigger and bigger and bigger because the things that he's saying is letting out more and more. We think about a guy like Gates. It's very interesting because he had gone with Congresswoman Luna, and they had gone to these various bases looking for information about where craft were stored and everything. And they kept getting these little leaks out there. Oh, we know where a giant UFO is and all the rest. I can tell you for certain that the Congress people don't know anything about where they store these exotic craft, nor the nature of the exotic craft. Some of them, in some cases, are very old that they've discovered. Some of them come from crashes.
By the way,
crashes
you warned of these wild goose chases years ago on the show and films you made. So obviously these fake intel people come to them. They're flooding the zone. They run around on wild goose chases. It makes it a joke.
That is a program. And the program, the disinformation program, is called Yankee Blue, which is interesting because the actual program is called Blue. Yankee Blue is the disinformation program where you give the agents all of this information and pretend that you're giving them intel. And then they come out and they can say, oh, I saw this, I saw that. But it's literally...
And notice none of them get killed or put in prison to put out the disinfo.
Exactly. Well, the Wall Street Journal called it a hazing ritual. And this was a weird attempt to kind of put the genie back in the bottle, that all the stories that had been rolled out there, they started to realize it was all the spaghetti against a wall. So the disinformation agents were out there and they were coming directly. They were saying, oh, you know, that government needs to give us disclosure. I want to get us to the UFO file. But in fact, they were working for the government. One of the guys, famously, I tracked down, was working for four different agencies inside the government. And he was saying, oh, that government needs to give us, well, he's on the payroll, you know. And then it turned out later he came out with a book and dedicated it to James Clapper.
That's right. So if you're a real whistleblower, you disappear or get killed. Like not you're parading around on Joe Rogan.
Yes, exactly. You're not going to get the kind of Lazar golden treatment. It's not going to happen. And when you think about a guy like that, you know, this has been going on for a long time. But if you even think back to the 90s, when you look at Area 51 and things that they were talking about there, they had already moved out the exotic craft from 51. That's why they could even expose it and put it on the chart. They wanted to. In fact, they wanted our enemies to think, oh, it's all there. But they were also whitewashing the general public. And there are very exotic locations in America, actually. One of them in Pennsylvania, quite famously. Where that's kind of the real.
Yeah, exactly. So they use Area 51 as a red herring. It's really a toxic waste dump and has some earlier generation secret planes at it. We know that. Where are the real sites? We should do a whole show on that sometime.
Yes, there's no question about it. We could do an entire geography. And I want to say something about how, you know, in your show with the things you've done and what we've done on the UFO side, being ahead of the curve right now is so crucial because what's about to hit is so pre-planned. It has such planning behind it going back decades.
I should have started like that without my huge intro. Obviously, they're rolling it out. They say they are something big. There's a fight over whether it's going to be true or not or a mix. What is the big thing?
Right in the heart of it, they've been redeveloping in the background for eight decades this exotic technology. Now, the sources, on the inside, they, you know, originally thought this is an off-world source. Then some of them thought, well, maybe this is crypto-terrestrial. In fact, there was a researcher who thought there were these beings that were operating that were just blend in with society, were exactly like human beings, but they were just a little bit more technologically advanced. And he called them crypto-terrestrials. Well, it was an interesting book and an interesting intellectual exercise, except guess what? He ends up dying mysteriously at age 31. And they took out this researcher before he could get any further with that thesis, and everyone kind of dropped it.
Isn't that the Men in Black?
Yes, exactly. And it's very interesting because the author, Mac Tawney's, wrote about the Men in Black. So, you know, you can't get more ironic than that. But the whole idea of the Men in Black, again, is something that has been, you know, Hollywoodized, and yet there's a core to it. All the stories include follow-ups with people who had encounters with these beings, with these craft, and they were told, basically, shut up or spin it this way. And even in the earliest cases, Betty and Barney Hill, all these people showed up claiming to be from the Air Force. And then they would call the Air Force and say, oh, you know, Major so-and-so came here. And they said, we don't have a Major so-and-so. Who are you talking to? So they're adopting the persona. And I think what's particularly interesting, if you study the Men in Black cases, is the amount of supernatural activity that's associated with them, you know, literally blinking out, et cetera. So some people thinking, oh, am I losing my mind? This guy just disappeared in front of me. That's a very, very special kind of projection ability.
And, well, I've told you some wild stories about a moon base, and they're going to launch the Mars mission from there. Elon Musk, of course, it came out was true. But I'll tell you a story that I haven't told. It was right before J6, like a month before we had a rally, 500,000 people march. The day before it or so, I'm walking down the street to go to a restaurant with my wife and crew. And I'm not somebody that ever really has fear since I've been adult. And there's like a black SUV 50 yards ahead. And three or four people come out in like black trench coats. and I'm walking 50 yards, getting closer as they're talking, and I've never had palpable fear shoved me back. My wife wasn't paying attention. The security guys were like, I revolted in fear, and I looked at these people as they got in the car, and they were like, I'm not, people, I swear to God this is true. Never told a story. Like, looked like professional basketball players, but they were like 7 feet tall. The biggest was like 7 feet. I was like 6 foot something. And I looked, and they literally had like vampire ears, white skin, and the guy turned like a pig nose, and he had a classic hat on, whatever gangster hat, and they look and duck into the car, and I was like frozen. My wife's like, what's going on? I was like, that's a true story. Like, it literally hit me like fear, which I don't normally feel. Wow. I felt I was scared. That's a true story. So the only time I saw anything like Men in Black was in D.C., broad daylight. Swear to God, I saw it.
It's interesting how it's like a reality disruption also, the fear and the energy thing that you're talking about. You know who shares an experience like that similar to yours is Dan Aykroyd, of all people, being totally serious. And he's in New York, and he's just gotten a show with the Sci-Fi Channel, and he's doing these UFO shows. One of them is on the federal agencies pursuing UFO witnesses. And he goes down, and he's setting up some kind of Saturday Night Live thing, and he turns around on his phone, and he sees these kind of classic Men in Black with a 1940s car that looks exactly brand new. And Aykroyd recounts this story, and he's like, I was terrified. And he said, I looked away, and I looked back, and they were gone. And he said, you know, I know celebrities say a lot of zany things, but this is wild. And in fact, he was becoming a very high-profile UFO file figure by, you know, talking about the Hudson Valley sightings.
Well, I'll tell the story because it's always, it was so unreal that instantly I was shoved back and my body saying danger. And then I was looking at him and the guy just barely turns around and just gets in the car. And I was just like, and I also had this feeling of attacking him too. I was just like, my cells went, that is the enemy. Like I'm a seal that knows a great white shark's dangerous, you know? Like, a seal never saw a great white, but it's a seal. It has an instinct to run from it. I was like, it was crazy, man. They say there's like a loathsomeness just in their presence, right?
Yes, absolutely. And around what year was that, Alex?
2016. It was like right before they stole the election. We were having a big rally in D.C.
Wow. Incredible. There is a thing where deep in the programs, there's something which is an actual astral agency. And I'll get into this deep with you in the next segment, but they actually have trained agents to project themselves from an astral level. So they know how to astral project, and they do the terrorizing from an astral body.
Well, I'm telling you, I have it frozen in my memory. I'm walking, and I go, and I was like, what the hell? Is that Nosferatu? God, that guy's big. Who are those? They're wearing black, and they got fedoras on. And I'm just like, and all of a sudden, it was like he had a pig nose and like pointed ears. Swear to God, folks,
one of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, our information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. And out of all the amazing supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, our methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant, clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself, if you sat on the fence, to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get ultra methylene blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your ultra methylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com. And thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there.
Ah!
Yeah!